Blog Talk Radio.
We have the power to change our communities. We have the power to create, to expand and build and to teach, to learn and to grow to infinity. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network, and we have the power starting right now.
Will your life insurance company pay you 70% to 90% of your policy's face value should you suffer a qualifying chronic illness or critical injury? Ours will. If you answered no, go to www.getstartedwithlivingbenefits.com and request a brochure on Understanding Life Insurance with Living Benefits. Visit getstartedwithlivingbenefits.com today and get covered. Terms and conditions may apply.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you. We're changing the way Chicago communicates with the world. CBBN Business Journals, weekdays at 11 a.m. CST. The Tough Questions, weekdays at noon. To listen now, visit Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
School choice. Choice allows parents to select the best educational fit for their children. Almentia Academy is a year-round premier pre-K through 12 online school with a fully accredited STEM curriculum. Almentia Academy has more than 250 courses, including programs for homeschooling, college readiness, and online tutoring. Want the convenience and flexibility of educating your children at home? Then visit us today at almentiaacademy.com, where the learning never stops.
Hello, Chicago. Good morning, world. It's been a while, but we're so blessed to be here with you again. This particular segment is called CBBN Business Journal. We've recorded about 300 of these segments over the years, and we certainly invite you to be here with us. Just give us a call at 773-609-2226, 773-609-2226. This is where we interview business owners, authors, and other innovators from around the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and your host for this segment. As we're all focusing on our new reality, we are really all in a learning curve, and CBBN hopes that it can assist you in navigating these waters. It feels like a worldwide Katrina engulfed the world, and if you didn't know what strife felt like, you know what it feels like now. But if you're listening to this broadcast, be thankful that you're still standing. Now, on to a hot 2021 subject, invest in the stock market. Those of you who are not currently investors in the stock market have certainly been hearing the rumbles, and yet it has been a big noise going on over there, and they've been some records. Today with us is Mr. Javon Royal, who has been investing in the stock market since 13 and heads up Investor from Detroit, where they show you how to become a smart, wealthy investor. And you can visit them at investorfromdetroit.com. We want to welcome you to the show, Mr. Royal. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to say I first appreciate you even having me on. Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're all here to learn. So you're currently living in Detroit, right?
Yes, I currently live in the city of Detroit. Born and raised.
Why don't you tell our audience, why don't you tell your audience a little bit about yourself and what's going on in Detroit right now?
All right, so self-taught investor, born and raised in the city of Detroit. Near the downtown east side area. Currently right now, you know, I'm just really just focusing on, you know, creating different sources of income and helping people along the way. That's really what I'm trying to do. Because it's like it's so much information out here. And, like, as I'm learning and constantly just feeding my mind, I want to be able to help people along the way as well. So that's kind of just been, like, me and the things I've done over the years. And that's what I'm doing with the stock market right now.
I just want, it's been a while since I've been to Detroit. I don't think I've been there since 2007 or 2008, somewhere up in there.
Okay.
And you say you're off the downtown area. I think I was near the downtown area, and I started walking. And I don't scare easily, but it was so many vacant buildings, and I hadn't seen anything that looked like that. How is Detroit coming up
now? Oh yeah, it looks totally different now. You gotta come visit. It looks totally different. Like 2007 to now, it's like night and day. I'll be honest with you. It's so many like different developments and businesses. Yeah, it's so many different developments and businesses that have come downtown since then. It's like it's constantly different businesses. Like even the Detroit Pistons, they moved downtown. So we got we got four sports arenas all downtown. We got Google, they didn't move downtown. So it's definitely popping. You need to check it out.
That does sound different. It does.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to do that. I'll have to do that this year so I can have a different impression of Detroit. Okay.
Right.
Now,
I
can do that. How long have you, how did you get into the stock market? Tell me that first.
So I actually got in the stock market It was shortly after college. It was like my first full-time job. And I was sitting across from a guy. He had worked – I was working at Johnson Controls at the time. So the guy who was working there with me, he had just retired from Ford. He had worked at Ford for like 35 years. And, like, he was showing me his portfolio, his stock market portfolio from investing over 30 years. And I'm just going to tell you, like, he had some M's in that account, and it was just like so amazing and shocking to me. And that's when I was like, man, I got to get on it now. So I started kind of diving into investing then, and like you know, I'm doing what everybody else do, right? Investing into the 401k, putting in like 10%. But I ain't really know what I ain't really understand my statements, things of that nature. So. What I started doing right then was I started like ordering like stock market 101 books, and like anything I didn't understand on my statement that the company sent out monthly, I would just research it online. And like I'm not gonna be real, like when I first got the book, I didn't really understand what I was reading, but I just kept like trying to educate myself. And over the years, I pretty much just got better. Right, so it really just started with self-education and wanting to understand my statements, right? And then, like, other thing, too, is, like, our generation, like, we don't have pensions, right? So I looked at investing as my vehicle for retirement, like the 401k, and I said to myself, for me to retire comfortably, I have to understand how the stock market works. I don't have a pension plan. This is the 401k at that time, right? This is what I was thinking. Like, this is going to be how I retire. So I got to make sure I'm putting my money in the right places. You kind of get what I'm saying? So that's kind of how, like, I got started investing. Just wanted to be educate myself and make sure that I'm getting the most out of my money. Yeah.
Sounds great. Now, what type of stock market investing do you do?
All right, so I go, the first one is long-term investing, and I recommend, like, anybody who's starting out investing, they learn long-term investing, because with long-term investing, you're basically, you're investing in stocks, and you're letting it grow over 5 to 10 to 20-year period, right? And you learn a lot about, like, the fundamentals of investing that way, and that's kind of like the basics. It's kind of like your ABCs, right? You got to learn that first, right? So I focus on long-term investing. That's one, right? Because that's where the wealth is built. A lot of people, especially in our community, we like the instant gratification. But we got to learn wealth is truly built over time. You kind of get what I'm saying? So that's the first thing I do. And then I established that. And then once I established that, I went on to learn something called stock options. So with stock options is, it's like, it's different from long-term investing. You essentially, you own like a contract for like a stock or ETF, right? And so I'm going to give you a perfect example. Say for like Apple, contract for Apple's saying that you think Apple will go up by like $20 in the next 2 years. So if Apple costs $120 right now, you can get an Apple contract that expires 2 years from now, saying that it'll hit $140. What's the chance of Apple not going up $20 in 2 years, right? So as Apple's increasing in price, you're collecting premium on that contract. And then once it passes, like your target price, you're making even more. So that's another stream of investing that I added to the arsenal. And also day trading. So I day trade as well, which is essentially you buy the same day and you sell the same day as well. So those are the three ways that I invest in the stock market right now.
Okay, sounds good. Now, that's what was blowing up this year, the options market, wasn't it? It was a big one there.
Yes.
What was going on over there? They was just going, the government got in, everybody had put their 2 cents in, and I just glanced at it a little bit because I'm busy, you know. But
yes.
It was just, I know it was a rumble going on, and it was stemming from the options. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So the option market is where the money is at. I mean, you make your money with the long-term investing, but a lot of the wealthy, they actually, outside of investing long-term, they put a lot of their money into the stock options. And you got to think, last year, tremendous drop after coronavirus, right? It went down, like, the market dropped by, like, over 40, 60%. So everybody was putting in these option contracts when the market dropped and it was at its lows. So then when it started rising back up, people was making crazy money on option contracts. Because remember what I was saying was, you can basically bet on a stock going up. But what I didn't mention is you can also bet on a stock going down, too. So people made money. You can make money with stock options, with the stock market crashing, and with the stock market going up. So like it's a win-win. Whether the stock market go down or up, you can still make money. And it's crazy, right? So like, say for example, for Apple, you can buy a contract saying it's gonna go up and down at the same time. So once you see it's going up, you can cancel the one that's going down, or when if it go down, you can cancel the one that's going up. So it's like, where are you gonna lose? Most people in the stock market only think you can only make money one way, but there's multiple ways you can make money. All right?
I got you. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing you mentioned. With us today is Mr. Javon Royal, who has been investing in the stock market since 2013 and heads up the Investor from Detroit group. You can visit them at investorfromdetroit.com. Now, one thing you mentioned, and it is a serious problem, and not only women, but people in general, long-term gratification. Now,
mm-hmm.
people can barely save $50. So we're asking them to plan for their retirement. And believe me,
right.
I'm in my retirement now, and if you don't do it, you will be very, very regretful when you old, you know.
Right.
But we ask them to invest for the long term when they can't even save for the short term. What do we do, Mr. Royal?
Right, so one of the things I kind of give people and thinking about, especially when it comes to investing, is to invest in the things they use. Because when you think about investing in something you use, you look at it differently. I tell them, like, listen, all right, if you shop at Walmart, invest in Walmart. If you shop at Nike all the time, you have Nike jogging shoes and shoes, invest in Nike. And then people look at it differently because it's like they have an attachment to it. And I tell them, like, listen, a lot of people don't know, when you invest in these companies, you essentially become a fractional owner, right? So I kind of push that. Like, listen, you can become a fractional owner in something you shop and use monthly. And also, like, within my group, one of the things I do talk about is the fact that I want people to build that emergency fund, too, before they invest. That's important. So having 3 to 6 months worth of savings put up, because I tell people all the time, like, I don't want you investing with money that you might need. So first, you do need to build that savings and emergency account up, 3 to 6 months. At least have that 3 months first, and then start investing, and then maybe you put a little bit towards the savings account, right? Because if you invest in with money you need, there's no point, because when you need the money, you're going to have to sell your investments. So it's steps we got to take here, right? Build your, get your, put a savings away, even if it's just $500 to $1,000 that you have in that savings that you don't need to touch. Do that first, and then start investing in the things you use and the places you shop.
Wonderful. These, we do need to diversify. Yes, we do need those savings. We do need to create those saving habits, and then we do need to, some people have the idea that it's so, things are difficult, and when they get involved in it, they find out it is not as difficult as they thought it was. So tell me, why did you start helping people to invest?
So I started helping people because, all right, so early on when I started investing, I made a lot of mistakes when I was first starting out. So things I wanted to do was I wanted to help prevent people from making the same mistakes I was making, right? So if I could put you ahead 3 to 4 years, I want to do that. I want to put you right where I was at, where I start becoming real successful with investing. You kind of get what I'm saying? Plus, with me understanding the power of investing and the wealth you can build, it was essential. I had to. And even people who, what I learned was even people who didn't even think about investing, when they see other people talking about it, you can get interested, right? Because the more people you have talking about it in your space, your community, even Facebook, right, it can spark an interest. So I feel like it was a topic that needed to be talked about more, and I want to use my platform to talk about it. I can talk about it, and I can help people invest smarter. Because starting out, and then it's the thing. So if you're just starting out, right, you're just starting out investing, if I can pitch you right where you need to be, at point A, where you're not losing money and you're making money in the market and you understand how the market works, that's a win-win. That was my goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell people, too, I've been blessed. I've talked to so many people. Who knows? Just thousands of people since I've been doing Chicago's Black Business Network, which I have since 2008. Now,
awesome.
One thing I say to people, and you just mentioned this, it's about making mistakes. Because when people think I'm doing something great, I'm not doing anything great. I made mistakes. And I started something new last year. I'm doing some different things. I made mistakes, and those mistakes cost me money. But in it, I'm coming through a learning curve. They feel like they can't do what we do. Yes, you can do what we do. Just like you said, it's very important that you made mistakes. And those mistakes, of course, probably cost you money. So I've made mistakes, too, in some of the things that I invested in and did. And it cost me money. But did I learn it? And do you learn those as well? But we do not have to reinvent the wheel. The wheel has already been done. I mean, it's done.
Right.
All you have to do is learn how to do the same thing that other people did. And sometimes we don't want to do that. Start our own thing. We want to go and do it like this and do it this. It's already been done. It's done. You just need to know how to do it. This one person said to me, she said, Black people don't know how to make money. You know why? Because we don't want to follow. You don't want to follow rules and you don't want to take the steps. There's particular steps. Are they not, Mr. Wall, that you follow to success?
It is.
Right?
That's correct.
It is. Now, you started your business. When did you start your business? Investor from Detroit, and why did you start it? And we're emphasizing Detroit.
So I started, I started investing from Detroit just as a platform where I could talk about all things investing. All right. So from there, I was talking about stock market, even like real estate, and like I sell on eBay. Right. It was just a platform that I just wanted for myself. And from there, it's like when you're talking about something and you're really trying to help people, you never know who's, like, really watching, right? So when I was talking about these things constantly, I'm talking about my whole Facebook page was, like, nothing but investing, right? I had people reaching out to me, asking me about mentorships and courses, like, in my DMs or just posting it on my Facebook or Instagram. And it was, like, from there, like, it was something people asked for. So I took Investor from Detroit from just a platform where I just used it kind of like my personal journal where I turned it into an educational platform where now I'm teaching courses. I'm teaching stock market one-on-one courses, right? I'm teaching technical courses, fundamental courses. I even have a private Facebook group, right, where I do stock breakdowns. I break down stocks and I teach people how to research stocks. All right, so it kind of was like organic. People asked for it, and I said, if people asking for it, I'm going to provide it. All right, and then, you know, with me being from Detroit, and I'm from Detroit, what better name to call it than Investors from Detroit? All right, so that's kind of like.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. With us today is Mr. Javon Royal, who has been investing in the stock market since 2013. He heads up Investors from Detroit, and you can visit them at investorsfromdetroit.com. Now, and let me just mention, I'm Sonya Cassandra Perdue. I'm your host, and if you'd like to sponsor a show or be a guest on CBB and Business Journals, just give me a call, 773-609-2226. Let's talk about a couple of other things here now. You mentioned that you have that you teach classes. Tell us about your classes, number one, and then tell us about your private investment group.
Okay. Yeah, so I teach classes on stock market 101, and that class is basically designed for people who are either new to the market or they like never invested at all. I break down everything from A to Z so you can get started. And then, like with the Investor from Detroit Facebook group, it's called Marathon Investing Group, 16 cents a day. And within that group, I do stock breakdowns. It's live monthly Zoom courses. And even like previous courses are recorded and available within the Facebook group as well. I talk about what's going on in the stock market, the world market. I talk about news that affects the stock market, teach people how to research. It's everything stock market, because like one of the things I kind of push in my group is the research piece. A lot of times you see people, they just post stocks and they tell you to buy this, but they don't tell you why. I break down stocks that I like. I break down stocks I have in my personal portfolio in my Facebook group as well. Basically, I'm giving all the sauce for everything I do that's made me successful within that private Facebook group. Like I said, it's only 16 cents a day, three nickels in a penny. You can find it under your car seat. So that's the group. And you can actually, if you're interested in signing up for the group, it's available on my website, investorsfromdetroit.com. Check it out there if you're interested.
And I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I have been doing, you know, on Cash App, you can buy them little stocks. And if
yeah.
I have some little extra money over there, Cash App, I've been over there playing with them little. I pay attention to it every now and then. You know, it'd be a few dollars over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been over there playing in it. It's like a game or something. I don't know. You know, it's not any money.
That's
but
not a bad game.
It's not
being
like $20.
You,
okay.
All right.
Huh?
That sounds.
Say that.
Yeah,
say
that's
that again.
That's the thing. That's not bad. And that's the thing, though. Now it's like it's so accessible to buy stocks. Now, just think about like 20 years ago, like you had to call somebody on the phone to buy a stock. Nobody was doing that. Now you can just
that was
buy
a
stock
big
on your
deal
phone.
Back
it,
then.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You had to call somebody. Now you can buy it in 15 seconds. Mm-hmm.
Those brokers from. Were a big deal back then. There were some big guys back there. They were working hard, sweating it out, and it was a sales
right.
job, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I've been in a brokerage firm. I don't know if it's a secretary, administrator. I don't know what I was doing up in the places, but it was part of my work life a long time ago. I walked through a couple of them, and they'd be over there hustling and sweating, trying to sell some stock. It was a hustle for them, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, that was a long, long time ago. It has changed, you know, it's changed so much. And and that's good. It's changed. It opens it up to more people, and that's a wonderful thing. Everybody has access. Even if I'm on my Cash App with $5, you know, everybody
right.
can have an opportunity. They should have an opportunity to invest and grow and leave wealth for their family. What are your future plans for Investor from Detroit Mr. Wall.
Right. Okay. So my future plans for Investment Detroit is to actually expand it into colleges, schools, and even middle schools. I want to get people, especially in urban communities, thinking about investing early on, because it's something that's not talked about enough. It's not talked about at all in schools. I didn't learn about it in college, or nobody was talking about it in college. So I want to be a person that provides that platform where I can break it down for people at a college level, high school level, and middle school level. Even if I just reach a couple of people, I think that'll make a world of difference. So that's my goal. And then, like, you know, I'm thinking, like, yeah, yep.
And you're thinking what?
No, so no, I was just saying, like, especially now with everything being, like, virtual, too, I can do something in Chicago. Actually, it's crazy. Somebody actually that I went to college with, they teach at a school in Chicago, like a middle school. And they reached out to me about doing, like, a stock market webinar for their middle school in Chicago, right? So, like, with technology, I can reach people all across the United States, right? So that's definitely one of the goals, take advantage of technology. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you could do that in Detroit. In fact, you can get a grant to do it. You could get you a grant from the Detroit Public School to do that, and you should. I guess you have the same thing that we have, After School Matters. It's all type of programs. It's thousands of programs that they offer children. I'm not sure what they do now. Maybe they do that virtually. You know, I wasn't involved. I was just before the pandemic started, I was going to be involved and teach some After School Matters, but then that was that for that, wasn't it? But that's how it goes. You want to give us some closing remarks, Mr. Royal, and tell people how they can find you?
Okay. So first, once again, just want to thank you for inviting me on your radio network. Definitely appreciate it. Just if you want to invest, don't be scared to do it. Just start now, and just understand it's a process. Wealth is built over time. All right. With my platform to be smart investors. All right. Teach people the A to Z of investing in the stock market. And if you're interested, visit my website, www.investorfromdetroit.com. Check out the Stock Market 101 courses and a private Facebook group. Or you can just, I got my contact information on there as well. If you just want to add me on Facebook, which is Jovan, that's Jovaun, last name Royal, Royal. You can add me. I post plenty of content on my Facebook page. All right? So just want to leave y'all with that. And as always, be a smart investor.
Thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget to take a look at his page. If you look at our show page, you'll find his link on there, okay, for investorfromdetroit.com. And you can take the Stock Market 101 class that Javon Rowe offers and start investing. You know, I believe I read in your bio, you can start with one share. So you just start at the beginning, like everything else, and you keep going with it and keep growing with it. And you will have to another skill, and that will be a wonderful thing. And that's we're all here to learn. I'm your host, Sonya Cassandra Perdue, and you've been listening to CBBN Business Journal. And we've only done a couple of shows this year, but both of them have been great shows, okay? To sponsor a show or to be a guest on CBBN Business Journal, give us a call, 773-609-2226. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, an Afrocentric media organization, and it's designed to express the collective interests of the world community through its broadcast. And we hope to be able to share with you again very, very soon. You all take care out there, and you be safe. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Have a good one.